Today's share of Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Daf Lamed Aleph Omud Beis, and we're in the second volume of Mishnah Berurah, Simen Kuf Nun, dealing with the halachos of building a Beis HaKnesses. We're on the last line of Lamed Aleph Omud Aleph with Sif Hei. The Mechaber writes, Ein poskin Pesach Beis HaKnesses Elo Kineged Atzad Shemespalim Bo Be'oso Eir. When you're making a shul and you're drawing up the entranceway to the main shul, so the entranceway should be the opposite side, as we'll see, to the way direction that you're davening. So for example, shuls in the United States and North America, they face towards the east, towards Eretz Yisrael. So when you have the shul with the Aron Kodesh, theoretically, in the eastern direction, so then the entranceway to the main shul should be in the western wall. So therefore, when people come in, they're facing the Aron Kodesh, they're facing towards the way you're davening. For example, as the Mechaber says, Shemespalim l'maariv, if you're davening towards the west, yiftechu l'mizrach, the opening should be on the eastern side, k'dei sheyishtachavu min ha-pesach neged ha-aron, so when you're leaving and entering the shul, and you're bowing down, you'll be facing towards the direction of the Aron Kodesh, shuburuach shemespalim k'negdo, and that is towards the direction that you're davening. Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Yud writes, Ba'oso ir, meaning in that city, Lefikach. Nowadays, he says, B'medinos elu, nowadays, where we daven, which in Europe is the same direction as the United States, essentially, Shonu mispalim mishtachav neged mizrach, we face and daven towards the east. The Hainu mipnei shonu yoshuim b'tzad ma'arov shalarisol, because we're considered to the west of Eretz Yisrael, albeit also to the north. But we're considered to the west of Eretz Yisrael, so therefore, tzarech lasus pesach besach knesses b'marov, therefore, the entrance way into the shul should be on the western side, so you're facing the east. K'dei sheyishtachav min ha-pesach neged aron ha-kodesh. So when you coming in and out of the shul, you're going to be bowing down and facing towards the east, towards the Aron Kodesh, towards Yerushalayim. Kosav Magen Avraham, Dimoya Pesach Betzad Acher, let's say the opening to the shul when it was originally built was on a different side. The Chorav Beis HaKnesses, and then the shul Rachmona L'san got destroyed for whatever the situation. Ratzu Kitzas Manhigim Lassos HaPesach Kedino. Now they're rebuilding the shul, and there's a small group of people that want to do it correctly, to have the opening on the western side facing towards the eastern side, which is the direction of the davening, and to put the Aron Kodesh over there instead of the way that it was. Ein ha'cherim yichol limchos. The other people cannot prevent them from doing it the right way, even though they want to say, we want to rebuild it the way it was. Afilu him a rob. And even if they're the majority, af bishem mishanim seder yeshiva, and even though it's going to change around all the seats, nevertheless, yikov ha'din b'neim. So then doing it right trumps the way it was. And he says, look further in the Bir Halacha. In the Bir Halacha, in the Ramas will be also a ear, brings down from the Miri. The Ein kepeda, this desire or this imperative to have the opening to the shul in the back of the shul, so you're facing in the direction towards your own Kodesh, is only bePesach Shirov Tzibur Nichlosibo. That's the main entrance into the shul. Avol Shar Pesach, if you have a little side entrance, put the lasses with Cholat Stod, and then you can make that entrance wherever you would like. Those smaller side entrances, emergency exits, they can be all over the place. But Daoud, furthermore, he brings down the Dinah Shulchan Aruch Hurak Al Pesach Besach Nesas Asmo. That which we said that you should have the opening into the shul, that's talking about the main shul, but not openings into the building. Masha Enkin Pesach HaProzda, for example, if you have an entranceway or a lobby, so then those entrances can be any side. Ain't kepeda klal b'zeh, then there's no absolute kepeda at all to have it in one specific direction or the other, and he brings this down from the Truvas Chasam Shofar as being poshut. Dear Shifuta number 35 brings down that there is a custom to have a prosd or some sort of a lobby in front of the shul. This is based upon the Mishnah Berurah in Simen Sadi bringing down in the name of the Bach, Shetzarech Lassos Azor Lefnei Beis HaKnesses. There should be some sort of a lobby area, a public area before the shul, similar to the ulam that was before the Heichal in the Beis HaMikdash. In the Bir Halacha Dibra Maskil Shehu Beruach, he brings down Tzarech Iyun B'Makomos, in certain places, he says, we have to look into it when there's extenuating circumstances. Where you can't make the Aron Kodesh, for example, in the United States on the eastern side, and you have to make it on the north or the southern side. So, which way should the Tzibur orient themselves? Should they face toward the Aron Kodesh, or should they face towards the east, towards Yerushalayim? So this question he leaves unanswered over here. The issue for number 36 and 37, however, bring down. This was discussed earlier in the Mishnah Berurah in Simen Sadi Dalit. Where you can make the Aron Kodesh on the eastern side, you have to make it on the north or the south. So he says, better to put the Aron Kodesh on the south side because that's also facing towards Eretz Yisrael. Furthermore, in the issue footnote number 37, he brings down that whichever way you do make it, you shouldn't make it in the west. Don't have it exactly the opposite way from the direction that you should be facing, because he brings down that if you have it in the north or south, you should try to orient yourself both towards Yerushalayim as well as towards the Aron Kodesh. But if it's in the opposite direction from Yerushalayim, i.e. in the west in the United States, so then you can't turn around properly. Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Yud Aleph, he writes, Hatam Shetzorich Likbo Aron Shom. Why do we Bedavka make the Aron Kodesh in the direction of Orv Eretz Yisrael, or Yerushalayim? So he brings down from the Rambam and the Tur, this is their language, the Lashono. You should build the Heichal, the Aron Kodesh, in the direction that the city is davening towards Eretz Yisrael. In order that when you're davening, you should be facing towards the Aron Kodesh, which is also facing in the direction of Eretz Yisrael and Yerushalayim. The Ramah continues and he writes, Hagah, v'osin bima be'emsa beis haknesses. The minhag is to put the bima, the shulchan, where they lain from, in the middle of the shul. We'll see what it means, literally the middle, or does it just mean not right in the very front of the shul? Shiyamot oleha kari b'torah v'yishmu kolam. And this is where you do the laning, and this is placed in the central location in the shul, so everybody will be able to hear it very, very well. Furthermore, when the chazan davens, he should be facing towards the Aron Kodesh. And the seder ha'yeshiva kachi. And this is the way the shul should be set up. Hazakenim, yoshvim p'neim klap yom. You have the leaders of the community, the rav, the zakenim. They should be sitting up front by the top of the shul and facing the people. Usharam kulam yoshvim shuros shuros. And the rest of the people should be sitting in the congregation part, facing the Aron Kodesh, facing the zakenim. Pneim klapi HaKodesh u'pnei HaZakenim, facing towards the Aron Kodesh and facing towards the Zakenim. That concludes the Mechaber and the Ramah on this Siman, but now we have a lot of Mishnah Berurahs, Bir Halacha, and Dirshu footnotes to catch up on. Siv Katan Yud Beis, the Mishnah Berurah writes, when you make this bima in the middle of the shul, he says, the custom is, ve'in osim yosim yishesh madregos l'bima. He brings down the name of the Magen Avraham and the name of the Zohar, that the custom is not to have more than six steps going up to the bima, the shulchan in the middle of the shul. The issue foot number 26 brings down from the Zohar, and bedavka, you should try not to have more than six, but you should bedavka try to have six. And he brings this down from the kisei that Shlomo HaMelech made. It says, v'sheish malos la-kisei. And the Zohar adds to this, shashulchan shalabima, hi ha-madrega shvi'is, sholom manichem es ha-sefer Torah. So you have the six steps up, like with Shlomo HaMelech's kisei, and then the shulchan, that is the bima, that's like the seventh step. And that's where they place the sefer Torah. He brings down from the Sefer Machzich Bracha, which is from the Chidah, Shebizmanenu. Nowadays, the Chidah said, Ein Nizorim Bekach. We're not careful to bedavka have six steps going up to the Bima. However, he brings down the Shelos Tshuvas Priyasad, who is amazed. Why not? Madu alo nagu bezeki d'riyazor. Why is it suddenly that we don't follow what the Zohar says over here? However, he brings down from the Sefer Imri Eish, which is brought down by the Kaf HaChaim, and also the Torah Chaim, Sheyesh Lahakbid Bazeh Laso Sheyesh Madregos, that one, in fact, still nowadays, should try to have six steps going up to the Bima. Ve'elah Shalom Sma'uma, the Mesorah Savasein, Obinion Shuras Beis HaKnesses, and we don't make any changes from the Mesorah that we have as to how to build a Beis HaKnesses. So there are those that are Medavka trying to make six steps up to the Bima. However, he brings down from Dayan Weizatzal and the Minchas Yitzchok, in the name of the Shelos Tshuvas Machane, Chaim Shekosav, who writes, Mikom Makom Lo Yepachos Misholosh Madregos Becholtzad, at least try to have three steps going up to the Bima. And this is also the opinion of the Shulchan Atar. However, he brings down the Ben Ishchai, which I would dare say is the halacha that many people rely upon in this situation, that while this is a mitzvah, it's a mitzvah, but not likuvah. And therefore, even if you don't have Madregos at all, it still has the halachic status of a Bima, and those that want to be makbit have at least three or six, Yashal Kochachem. The Bir Halacha, the Chofetz Chaim writes, in Dibur HaMas, will be Emsa Beis HaKnesses. So he brings down, this is based upon the Rambam and the Torah, who say to put it in the middle of the shul. U'minog Kodemhu, this is an early minhag. U'makor b'mesech HaSukkah, this is based upon a Gemara in Sukkah. Nun Aleph Amud Beis, and the Grohl learns this way as well. And that's where the minhag, they have the bima in the middle, so they can circle the bima like they used to do in the Beis HaMikdash. He writes in the name of the Chasam Sofer, Ubav Nasein Hor Rabin. There's, unfortunately, today many people have broken the custom because that's the way the Goyim do it, and they place the bima close to the Aron Kodesh. They put the bima all the way up front. To emulate the Goyim. And he says about such people, Vayishkach Yisrael Osehu, Vayivin Hecholos. The Jewish people forgot HaKadosh Baruch Hu when they built these chambers. And he says, many poskim agree with this as well, in the terrible thing that people have done to change our minog, Ein Dover Chodosh Tachash HaShemesh, is a famous statement that the Chasam Sofer made. In the issue footnote number 38, he brings down from Reb Moshe Feinstein Zatzal in the Igros Moshe, She'enk peder she'a be'emsa beis haknesses mamish. It doesn't mean when you have it in the middle that it must be literally in the middle. You take out a tape measure and measure it out to be literally in the middle. He says, "Odiv shi yakarov yosel l'chalko hakadmai shel beis haknesses." It's better to have it towards the front of the shul, albeit not at the very front of the shul. And he brings down the reason behind this is because the shuls usually didn't fully fill up, so more people were sitting in the front, and the bima should be in the middle of where all the people are sitting. So if more people are sitting towards the front, so the bima, if it was literally in the middle of the shul, would actually be behind many people. And the purpose of having the bima in the middle is so everybody will be able to hear the laning better. So Rav Moshe says you do not have to actually measure it out to be in the middle. It just should be enough room that you can encircle the bima on Sukkis and on other times when you make hakafos, so the bima has enough room between it and the Aron Kodesh that you can encircle it. However, the Chasam Sofer also brought down another reason that it should be like the Mizbeach, and the Mizbeach was Bedavka, right, plop in the middle. And therefore, the Chasam Sofer seemed to say that you have to put it right in the middle of the shul itself. Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat Yud Gimel writes, Ukim Yishpala Tzliat Tzibur. He quotes the Ramah, who said that when you're davening is the chazan, you should be facing Panav Klap Yakodesh. So the Mishnah Berurah says the Ramah Kitzur Kan, the Ramah used the shorthanded form over here of the Torah, Vizel Shon HaTorah. This is the full language of the Torah. Ubeis Sheshliach Tzibur Omed B'Tfilah. When the chazan is going up there to daven, Yored Lo Oretz Lefnei HaTeva, he goes down into the place that is in front of the Aron Kodesh. The Teva here means the Aron Kodesh. Upanav Klap Yakodesh Kisharam, and he faces towards the Aron Kodesh, as do the rest of the people. The issue footnote number 27 has a long arichas over here regarding the term yored lefnei ateva, going down in front of the Aron Kodesh. And we have this based upon the principle, the Shira Malos, we mamakim krosicha Hashem, we call out to you, HaKodesh Baruch Hu, from the depths. So there was a custom, certainly in the times of the Gemara, that the Shliach Tzibur would be standing at a lower point than everybody else. And that's why we have the expression yored lefnei ateva. He would go down in front of the Aron Kodesh. However, Moshe Feinstein's Atzal Negris Moshe brings down Lo Nagu Ashliach Tzibur Omi B'Mokum Noamuch. Nowadays we don't have this custom that is brought down from the Gemara and the Mogen Avraham. We do not have this custom nowadays. And this is based upon the fact that the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah do not bring this down. The only thing is he shouldn't stand in a higher place. Indeed, he brings down from the Shul of the Ramah and the Shul of the Baal Shem Tov that they did not daven from a low place. Where should the Chazan daven from? So Rav Moshe Feinstein also writes over there in the Igros Moshe, Shebaharbi Makomos Nogim Lahamides Omud Hatvila Mitzad Yomin Shalor Nakodesh. In many places, the place where the Chazan would daven from was up front in the shul. They would daven from the bima, from the laning, but other times they would daven up front to the right of the Aron Kodesh, but not directly in front of the Aron Kodesh. And this is because the right side is the more important side. And he writes, Ve'en L'shanas Miminag Yisroel. We don't make changes. However, the Tzitz Eliezer brings down the Chazan Omed Neged HaHechol, right in front of the Aron Kodesh, and he brings down from the Sefer Mishnas Yosef as well, Sheesh Mekom Mushamidim Esa Omed Mismol Aron Kodesh, some Bedavki on the left side of the Aron Kodesh, because the Rav is probably standing on the right side of the Aron Kodesh, Mishum Kovan HaTorah, and therefore the Shulech Tzibur should be on the left. He then brings down in a very large shul where there's a large number of people davening there, and if they were to daven all the way up front, they wouldn't be able to hear the Chazan so well. So Rav Moshe Feinstein brings down in the Igros Moshe, Shiyochal Ashliach Tzibur L'spalel al Habimo Shemem Tzibes HaKnesses, that the Chasim could go and daven from the place where they lain, Kedei Shiyuchal Kulam L'shmo Oso below Dochach, so everybody can hear the Chasim without difficulty. And he says, V'kach Yonog in Bahari Mekomus B'Europa, this was in fact a very common custom in Europe in very large shuls. However, for no reason whatsoever, they shouldn't move the Chasim from the place up front to the middle of the shul. The Chasim should preferably daven towards the front with the Aron Kodesh. He brings down some have the custom that by Kabbalah Shabbos, the Bedavka would have the Chazan stand by the Bima, and then they would move him towards the front of the shul for the rest of the davening for Maariv. And this is they wanted to demonstrate that Kabbalah Shabbos was not truly part of the Maariv Tefillah. It was a separate Tefillah, and it was a Minog. They had the same custom to do this by Yikum Purkun as well. Laharos, Shalozem, Yisedar Tefillah, to show that it wasn't the regular part of the davening, El a Minog, Shinoagu, Bedoros, Hamaucharim, but a later Minog of the Doros that came before them, they would still continue it, but they wanted to demonstrate the difference. Sivkat Yudalit, the Mishnah Berurah writes, and this is the Seid of the Yeshiva, we brought down from the Ramah, that the Rav would sit up the front, the Zerkenim would sit facing the Tzibur, and the rest of the Tzibur would be facing the Rav and the Aron Kodesh. The Mishnah Berurah says, V'achshav ein inyon l'seder zeh. Nowadays, we don't have the same seder like they used to have in those days. Kikonin ha-mekomos, because people purchase their seats, and therefore, you can't say that the chashuvim, the important people, should sit towards the front rows, and the less chashuv people should sit toward the back rows, but whoever purchased it would be entitled to sit in whatever place he purchased. Mikol mokom. However, nevertheless, the Mishnah Berurah says, Yizaru shelo yasu shum mokom leishev olav ben habima uben ahechol, ba'ofen shia pnei hayoshev neged habima, but no matter what, you should be careful that the people sitting in between the bima Beyol Lein, in the middle of the shul, and the Aron Kodesh, so they should only be facing towards the Aron Kodesh, they should not be facing towards the Bima, with their back to the Aron Kodesh, because this is not nice, this is a genai, this is an embarrassment for them. V'sur nam ikur, and he suggested it may even be an isser. Da'omid ala Bima, because anybody standing on the Bima, who is now going to be facing these people, levaruch u'mishtachle, and he's making a brach, and he's bowing down, nira k'mishtachle, it looks like he's davening towards those people. Lo shi'asu amok minatzdodim, unless they move it a little bit to the side. And he brings down from the Prima Gadim, the Achshu Shosim Mekomos Eitzel Abima Shekorin El Memra. Nowadays, the people do sit in these places, they call them something called El Memra. And the Pnei HaYoshev LaHechol, the person is sitting there towards the Hechol, the Achor LaBima, and his back is towards the Bima, he's facing the Hechol. Afsha Achor the Sefer Torah, even though his back will be towards the Sefer Torah, when they take out the Sefer Torah, Mekomokom Rishus Acheresi BaBima, the Bima is considered a separate Rishus, and that is not technically a problem. The issue footnote number 32 brings down the interesting idea that when we have the custom, when we say Boi Bishalom by the end of the Chododi on Friday night, so the people go and face towards the back of the shul, and their backs, therefore, are towards the Aron Kodesh. Achareim klap Aron Kodesh. How are you allowed to do this? So he brings down from the Shelus Tshuvas of Israel, Hildesheimer, Zatzal, She'ein Bikach Isser. This is not a problem. It's no sin in doing this. Mitzad Shenira, Kimishtach V'lachadero. And it doesn't look over here like you're bowing down to your friends in the back of the shul. Kivin Shemistovim L'chol Arba Ruchos. Because you're eventually going to turn to the other direction. You say, Boi Chaloa, Boi Chaloa. You turn in the left and to the right, and then you turn back around. It's clear at that point that you're not bowing down to the people in the back of the shul. And furthermore, since everybody's turning in the same directions, since everybody's turned around, it's not like only some people are turned around, so therefore it doesn't look like you're davening towards any individual, and it's not a problem to do this, and this is the custom in many places in Klal Yisrael. The issue footnote number 33 brings down for the Mishnah Brewer that we already learned in Simon Kuf Mem Zayin, that that's why the person who holds onto the Sefer Torah by the Bima after they've done the laning, on a day, for example, when you have two Sefer Torah or during the Haftorah, that he should not stand directly behind the person who's laning or saying the Haftorah. He should stand off somewhat to the side, so that person's back is not towards the Sefer Torah. However, Shlomo Zalman says you don't have to be makbid about this, and he says, I haven't seen the Gedolim be makbid about this. And the reason is because everybody's standing where they're supposed to be. Nobody is bedafka going out of their way. And therefore, since the Sefer Torah is not really being disrespected in this situation, it's not a problem. This concludes today's shiur and Simon Kuf Nun.